It's your show. You can bring up what you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you, 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
Ben Wayne.
And Mark. You can join us online, freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. That is freetalklive.com. As we roll right into the phone calls, it is Eric in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live. What's up, Eric?
Hi, guys. I was wondering if you think that people really know what's in their best interest.
Do people know what's in their
what
best interest?
What I think is that's a loaded question. Go ahead and tell me what specifically you're asking.
I'm just wondering because I think that it's sort of like a tenet of the libertarian thought that, you know, you let people rule their own lives because they know what's best for them. But
I think
at the same time, a lot of
people
do a lot of things that aren't good for them.
Well, that's okay because people should be free to make those mistakes. Right. While people may not necessarily know everything that's in their best interest, they certainly should be free to choose and then make a mistake and then learn from that mistake so they'll know better next time.
I think alcohol consumption in America is a really good example that people don't know entirely what's best for them, but best is a subjective term. I mean, somebody would define the best life they could have one that was rather short and full of drunkenness. And somebody else would define that life as wasted and sad.
Absolutely.
So, I do think that people know what's best for them. I think that you may not define best as in the same manner that they do, and I certainly won't define it in the same manner that they do.
It also seems to me like he's trying to go towards, we, the government, know what's best for you, so you have to listen to us. And, you know, Mary Ruart says something really interesting in her book. She says, in trying to control other people, ultimately, you are the one who will be controlled.
Yeah, I love that phrase. Eric, your thoughts?
I think that I would generally agree with that. I think that, most people don't necessarily know what's in their best interest because you see a lot of people, I mean, like half the country is overweight, so that's a pretty obvious example right there. But at the same time, like you said, I guess they're free to make their own mistakes and...
Well, they know
the cheeseburgers are good for them.
Well, right. You and I see that as a mistake. And I'm somebody that drinks water almost all the time. I see buying a bunch of soda as a mistake. But Mark's here every night with his can of Dr. Pepper.
Mm-hmm.
And for Mark, there's something that is very beneficial about downing that can of Dr. Pepper. I don't agree with his choices, but damn it, he should be absolutely free to pour that caffeine down his throat as much as he wants to.
Yeah. Can I bring up one more really quick subject?
Sure, Eric.
You guys listen to Democracy Now?
No, never.
I do.
Okay. I listen to it pretty much every day, and I find it's a pretty moderate and good news source.
Okay. Yeah, I've heard those. I've heard rumors that it's a good news source, though it seems to me that it's a socialist rag at the same time.
Actually, it's got a lot less commentary than you'd think. It's mostly just presenting the news in a pretty moderate way. So
why do they call the show Democracy Now?
Well, I think that they support democracy, but at the same time, I think most Americans support democracy as well.
Yeah, all the more reason to not listen. Thanks for the call, Eric. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231.
Well, just because they haven't thought about the idea that democracy is two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner doesn't mean that they're bad. Many people haven't thought about
it. Oh, come on. They're socialists, and you know it.
I don't know if I entirely agree.
Democracy is one of the keys to socialism.
I think that Democracy Now! Is a well-produced, good news source that provides people with news that they would not have otherwise gotten.
Mm-hmm. I think people turn to democracy because they feel they're not getting enough of that because their voice is not being heard. And it's misguided, just like Michael Moore's steering of his viewers towards socialized medicine is a very similar thing. So they're correctly identifying certain problems, but then they're saying the answer is democracy.
Mm-hmm.
Which is more of what we have.
Oh,
which
I don't
is
think
mob
it's more
rule.
Of what we have. I think what we currently have is some kind of corporatist mess. And
right.
I think democracy would probably be a small step up from what we've currently got? Yeah, I do.
I'm pretty sure that the people in this country are democratically elected. I know they call it a representative republic and everything, but
some of them are democratically elected. Right.
So you pretty much have democracy, Mark.
You don't really have people participating in that democracy
when they
don't feel like they have access to it. And once those people are elected into national politics, they don't listen to their constituents. They could care less. They care far more about the lobbyists in Washington. So...
And the other thing is that the big special interests control the media, the mainstream media anyway. And if you have a democracy, it's ruled by the mob, and the mob can be very easily manipulated by the media.
Absolutely true.
And so rather than it being a rule of law, it's a rule of the mob, and therefore the politicians and the media moguls can manipulate the mob to go wherever they want it.
Yeah, things aren't going to get better if we make things more democratic. I'm not
proposing democracy as a solution to any problems. Right. I'm only saying it's slightly superior to what we've got.
It is only but what you're talking about, Mark, is theory, because what you're talking about is this idea that the people that are in support of democracy have, that everyone should have a say and everyone should vote all in the same election, and they'll all be able to decide everything democratically and everything will be just wonderful. And, you know, you and I know that's just not even possible. It couldn't even get to that point because of the things that Wayne pointed out, because the media is there, because the power structure is there, and because the people that run for these offices are the elites. Even if regular people were able to run for the offices, it still wouldn't make anything better. Then it would just be regular people enforcing their bad ideas on everybody else.
And if we operate our country again by the rule of law, that means the politicians, the bureaucrats actually have to follow the law, too.
Right.
Wouldn't that be a great concept if
fun.
Yeah, if you really had the rule of law, if the judges were actually upholding the law of the land rather than what they felt the majority wanted to hear, for example?
Mm-hmm. But in order for that to happen, once again, a fantasy, because in order for that to occur, then the people would really have to be above the government, in which case, why would you even want to bother having the government in the first place?
And the bottom line is that individuals make better decisions than mobs do.
That much is true.
And I remember talking with somebody who was a theologian about Jesus being crucified, and how Pontius Pilate the mob was saying, crucify him, and Pontius Pilate was saying, well, I can't find any law that this man violated, and they kept demanding crucify it. So he says, okay, whatever, and he did it because the mob wanted it, and he didn't follow the law.
Yep. 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. That's 800-259-9231. So we're never going to be able to get to this sort of point of mass democracy where everyone gets a vote. They get to vote on all the national issues and vote on all the candidates, blah, blah, blah.
You're right.
It won't ever get to that point. What is closest to that, though, and that they don't understand, these people that support democracy, is the ability to vote with dollars. That's the most powerful vote you will ever have, and in the free market situation, that is your only vote that you will have. You support the products and the services and the people that you want to support with your money, and if you don't support them with your money, and other people don't either, then they'll wither up and they'll go away.
Amen, brother.
That's the way it should be, and there's no organization needed in that particular case, because with this mass concept of democracy, well, somebody still has to run the elections,
mm-hmm.
somebody still has to facilitate that democracy, whereas in the marketplace, there's no facilitation needed. It's individual, it's thousands upon millions upon trillions of individual decisions being made every single instant that all interacts together in this wonderful voluntary
order. And somebody would have to write the proposed laws that people would then vote on. One could hope that
Right, which would be arbitrary. The person writing those laws would be, they're just the elected official, so they're arbitrarily picking out those rules for whatever reason, because you couldn't vote. You couldn't democratically decide what those rules were going to be, because once again, who decides?
Who votes on where the apostrophes are? Who votes on where the periods are? Oh, it'd be impossible.
It's an exercise in insanity and futility.
A democracy was so cumbersome that would be very inefficient and not likely to work at all, and that would probably be the only step up to it.
You know, a few years ago, maybe 2 years ago, there was a big controversy out in California because Arnold Schwarzenegger, the governor, had to decide whether to put someone to death using the death penalty. And a bunch of my NPR listening socialist friends were talking about it, speaking as if, you know, they could vote and determine that this was wrong, the death penalty was wrong. And I said to him, I said, you know, that's the law in California right now. If the people in California don't like it, then they should lobby their legislators to change the law. But right now, that's the law. And if that's the law, then the governor is supposed to follow it. Even if you don't agree with it, I don't agree with it.
Hmm. It's very interesting. Yeah, I have to say that I'm totally against the death penalty, but somebody made it the law.
And going back to your scenario where the government isn't following the law, which it doesn't do, it picks and chooses the laws it wants to follow and when it wants to follow them, the only way to actually get them to follow the law would be to use some sort of external force upon them in which case then they're, you know, they're completely invalidated because they're supposed to be in charge. Of course, they're not supposed to be in charge. We're supposed to be in charge of them, but it doesn't really actually work that way. And were we to actually use force on the government, they would, of course, just turn back around and use force back on us. It's all just an exercise in impossibility. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during a U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through a private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost.
Dial 1-800-221-5756.
We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-221-5756. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now. 1-800-221-5756. 1-800-221-5756.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about fluorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features totally free, so enjoy those on us. Some of those features include the wiki, over 1,350 pages. Created by listeners like you. It's like the listener editable version of our website. Head over to wiki.freetalklive.com to see what that's all about. It's free, of course. That's wiki.freetalklive.com.
Thakel CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. Thakel knows that the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful, they record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy, so that your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com or call 800-544-6359. Do business with businesses. Support Free Talk Live.
That's a man we haven't heard from in quite a while on Free Talk Live. He's still out there. Walt in Kansas City. You're on Free Talk Live listening on KCXL. Hey, Walt.
Well, God bless you.
Hey, good
How
to hear
are you,
back
sir?
From you.
Well, you know, I can barely hear you.
I just cranked my phone volume
all the way up, so I can just barely hear you.
Okay.
Sorry about that. We can hear you loud and clear, sir.
Well, that's a good thing, because, you know, I've missed you guys. They don't have you on KCXL that I've heard in the evenings anymore, and that really bothers me, but okay.
Well, here's what you need to do, Walt. I know they love you over there at KCXL. Vern, I actually had talked to Vern recently over there at KCXL. He's one of the program
directors.
Good man. Directors.
Vern's a good man.
From what I understand, basically, the situation at KCXL is that they sell airtime at KCXL, and mm-hmm. so pretty much we are kind of the show that they run when they can't sell their airtime.
Yeah,
so,
I know.
So preemptible.
So basically, you know, they're selling vitamins and crap over top of us in KCXL. But, you know, they got to do what they got to do to pay the bills. So I don't fault them for that. And the station owner has recently picked up another radio station in the area. It's KCTO. It's just up the dial. And I know they're going to be changing the formats of their stations because they're simulcasting right now. And rumor has it they're going to put the new station to more of a standard talk format, and KCXL is going to switch to like a health talk format or health and business talk or something. So look for us to appear on that other station on more of a full-time basis coming soon. Got our fingers crossed for it. And, of course, your calls will help with that, Walt.
Well, hey, I appreciate it. Yeah, and that's good to know. I haven't talked to him for some time. You know, my handle being Pitbull, and I told you a long time ago what kind of truck would a Pitbull drive. Well, a black Peterbilt. Well, anyway, I ended up getting a new truck because of Peterbilt. Well, it's kind of... So I got my new truck paid for. Problem, I got big electronic problems with it now.
Uh-oh.
And I just got done after spending all day trying to get everything, the automatic transmission to talk to the engine, and they won't do it. But anyway, that's not what I'm calling about.
Why are you calling?
Alex talking about these poor folks, the Browns up there in mm-hmm. the free state.
Yeah. Well, it's not
and
free yet.
We're working on it.
I am really, it isn't a free state yet. I am really concerned because, you see, I am in that same boat.
Yeah, because I was going to say.
I told the IRS many years ago, just show me the law.
Right. Well, the last time we talked to you, the tax guys were after you, right?
Well, you know what? I traced everything down, and they put a lien on me.
Oh,
but
no.
Not on anything. They put a lien on my credit report.
What?
How can you put a lien on a credit report? What are you going to do, sell your credit report and they're going to get their money?
No, it's a way to harass.
Yeah, I need to put a lien on their credit report because I'll settle for the difference. They say I owe them $6,000, and I know as a matter of fact, for the last 10 years, they've at least lied to me where I've paid them, overpaid $30,000 because you guys don't have a law. So send me $24,000 and we just won't do any business anymore. In fact, I haven't done any business for them since 2000.
Yeah, it doesn't sound very likely you're going to get that money, but hopefully they'll leave you alone.
Yeah, you're right. And you know what? If I have a calling at my front door like the Browns do, you know, I'd really like to have some help, not necessarily in the form of, shall we say, equipment, but witnesses.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, that's one of the main reasons why Free Staters are going over there to see Ed Brown and Ed Brown.
Exactly.
There are
we need to
there.
Witness the assassination at the new North Waco.
Everybody needs
to be the witnesses for the assassination at the new North Waco. And Randy Weaver, who I also know, along with Alex Jones has been reporting this. Randy Weaver, who I know, is up there. Now, I didn't know him before that thing happened. I met him after all of that happened, and that's how I met him, was through the sale of his books and stuff. And I buy all his books just simply to keep him, you know, in money.
Now, is he a white supremacist, Randy Weaver?
We don't know. I said it on the news, so it must be true.
That's what I heard.
Yeah, right. Yeah, if you believe what's on the news, I'm going to tell you. People would probably call me a white supremacist, too. You know what? My ancestry is of German descent. When they came to America, I guess they're American. They married Cherokee Indians, so, you know, I'm kind of torn in between. No, I am an American. This is my country. My country tis of thee. Seal our borders, by the way, before you try to introduce any of these trashy bills. And
oh, well, come on, we've talked about this before. You
but
know
anyway,
better than that.
Okay, okay, forget all of that. Right now, my concern is the Browns.
Yes, and we're concerned as well, because we're only an hour and a half away from the Browns' house here. I've actually been up to the Browns' home. I've been inside it. I've met Ed, and you know they're just good people. They're not hurting anybody. All they did was keep the money they earned and decide on their own how to spend it, save it, and give it away, and that's not a crime. They haven't harmed anybody, and there are people that are up there with the Browns. They are sort of basically camped out up at the house up there, but the trick really comes in, which, as you probably know since you've been following the situation, Walt, about a week or so ago, the feds surrounded the property and they kicked people out of their homes who were living in the area, and they made it so not even the news media could go in. And so if there are people up at the Browns right now, I hope they've got video cameras. I know they don't have power. It's a mess of a situation, and when they are going to make that move, they're going to do their best to keep people from seeing what happens. And so I agree completely with what you're saying. People need to be on the ground, on the scene, with video cameras, with recording devices.
Well, I understand they had a press conference, and Alex played part of it live, and I guess Randy Weaver and Ed still have cell phones that, you know, I guess if nothing else, they can run them out to their car and plug a charger into their car or their truck or whatever, you know.
And they do have a generator. They have wind power and solar power, and they've got a generator on site, I think.
So should everybody. God bless them. I love them, man.
Hey, Walt, we love hearing from you, man. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 800-259.
Call back again soon.
Yeah, and call your local station and ask them for Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231.
So they have a page on the wiki at wiki.freetalklive.com on Walt, I imagine.
There's a whole bunch of callers that have their own pages, and I think Walt is the most popular page even still today.
Yeah, you know, it's been a while since he's called. Maybe as much as long as a year.
Maybe, yeah.
But he was really he was just a staple caller very early on, especially when we were pretty much only syndicated on KCXL.
Hey, yeah.
That's true.
You know, he was great, and it's nice to hear from him. I'm glad he's doing well. I kind of thought about him the last couple of months and wondered if the IRS things had gone badly, how his dogs were doing. He sort of lives on a giant
like a
junkyard in the middle of Kansas City someplace.
With barbed wire fences and everything, yeah. 1-800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. On the way, still some of the comments from just a bunch of ignorant Americans that Wayne's going to share with us about the Sicko movie. More on the way. It's Free Talk.
Are you lacking energy on a daily basis? Do you feel tired all the time? Then it's time for you to try ACT, the healthy energy drink. ACT helps your body with a natural blend of fruit extracts, herbs, and vitamins to deliver healthy cellular energy. ACT contains no caffeine, 4 grams of sugar, and only 22 calories per serving. ACT works within minutes, lasts for hours. ACT is the healthy, feel-good energy drink. Enjoy big savings by ordering ACT wholesale from your own free website. Share your website with friends. Go to drinkact.com/buy direct. Join the ACT Buy Direct consumer movement for free and wholesale order your ACT energy drinks as often as you like. Go to drinkact.com/buy direct. Click on Join Now and become a free dealer wholesale member. That's drinkact.com/buy direct and click on Join Now and experience ACT, the healthy, feel-good energy drink today.
Hello friends, Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions. Credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is, you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626 and express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
If you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best-tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, here's some exciting news. There's a new product designed to make growing delicious produce easy. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants that works by providing true broad-spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. What does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue-ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency hybrid wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's also perfect for growing your own survival foods and might just be the ultimate hard times barter item. To grow tastier fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up anything toll free at 800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features for free. Get signed up for the updates and we'll clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. You can get on the updates list by going to updates.freetalklive.com. That's updates.freetalklive.com. Pop quiz. What do Washington politics and libertarianism have in common? Answer, very little. The Prometheus Institute at readpi.com is looking to make a real impact in Washington, not in 40 years, but right now. To find out what makes the Prometheus Institute different from all of the other flatwater political think tanks, visit readpi.com. As we go to the phones, talk to Todd in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live. Todd, what's on your mind?
Hey, what's up, guys?
You tell me. What's going on?
Hey.
Hey, I don't know if you guys are aware of this, but my state is actually in pretty bad shape economically. Currently, we're facing an $800 million deficit that's actually killing the state as it is.
Okay, definition of a deficit is where the government spends more than they have budgeted. So it's
that's
different
correct.
From a debt.
Right, it's like going into the red for a year kind of situation. Now, a deficit can compile into a debt if they don't pay it off the next year or something like that.
Yeah, so how much is the state's budget? How does this deficit compare to the budget, do you know?
As far as I know, currently, the state's budget, if I read this correctly, is about $1.9 billion. I could be off on the figure.
And the deficit is $800 million?
Well, no. I'm thinking that it's, well, $802 million deficit, but we're talking about I'm guessing around, probably around $700 million deficit. I can't remember the exact figure. It's
It sounds to me like it's a significant percentage of the actual budget. That's a huge number.
Which state
that
did
is
say
a
you
huge number,
Michigan.
And this
Michigan.
Was reported by the Detroit Free Press and the News last month.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sorry to say, but we are now experiencing a depression in the state.
Really? Well, of course, Detroit's in a messed up situation.
That's the Rust Belt there.
Yeah.
Yeah, and let me point out the fact is that. The automotive has been in a gradual, in a very significant decline. And we're talking about manufacturing jobs are pretty much gone. And this state, which used to be the hub of the automotive industry for the entire country.
Right. The world.
Yeah, for the world. And Ford Motor Company, my father used to work for Ford Motor Company many, many years ago. And at the time when Ford was riding high, I remember the stock price was something like $30 or $40 a share. Now it's about less than $10 a share. And of course, I was talking to a CPA who was saying that Ford has no chance of getting out of its condition. There's just simply no way. It can't pay the bills. Its operating cycle is in the crapper. And the only way that it could save itself is through another federal bailout.
What are some of the other? You claim that the state's in a depression. What are some of the other indicators that are showing that? Besides the dismal housing market
for one
in
Detroit, there's really no. For one thing, we do have a single business tax, which is basically a 1.9% tax. Which is almost like a value-add tax. And basically what it is it's a tax on the receipts the businesses earn. It's a job killer. It's been for many years.
Hmm.
The state legislature did sunset that law, and it's supposed to be repealed by the end of the year. But my state's Governor Jennifer Granholm just wanted an alternative business tax. You know, her attitude was, we'll get rid of the single business tax if you replace it with a tax that doesn't affect the revenues. In other words, don't cut spending. We'll just keep spending levels the same, but we'll have a tax that will keep spending levels the same, even though much likely spending levels are going to get higher each year.
Well, of course. I mean, government, that's what government does. They spend more and they spend more, and it sounds like they're spending $700 million more this particular year. And so you're saying that not only is the state in a depression and people are losing jobs and housing values are drastically falling, but also the government is still spending like, hey, it's party time.
Well, let me put it this way. State economists estimated this year that the total tax revenues for this year were to be $195 less than what they expected in January.
What the people in the government believe is that in fact the economy can't exist without them, as though the government isn't a product of the economy,
right.
Which is what it is.
Yeah.
The government is it's like a leech that shows up when there's blood around. Whereas they believe that in fact the leech probably does believe this, that it's running the show. The government believes it's running the show, and it's not. Is all you're going to do, Mr. Leach, is die when the economy dies?
It sounds to me like you're
going to help kill it.
It sounds to me like you're in a mess of a state, and I don't know if there's any solution beyond getting the hell out and coming to New Hampshire, really.
Actually, I'm really considering that. But
it's a good idea.
It's an excellent time to visit this week. Porkfest is going on, and there's lots of people. I just met with a person here.
Yeah,
let me
put it this way.
Today.
I really felt bad for the college students who are graduating from this year, because they're going to have more than a tough time trying to find a job in Michigan, and they're not going to find it. They're going to probably find it maybe out in the other eastern states, maybe, out in North Carolina.
Todd, thank you.
Yep.
Thank you for the update, man. We really appreciate it. 800-259-9231. That's not going to be, it's not just going to be Michigan soon. It's going to be a lot more places.
And the auto industry has been laying off tens of thousands of people between GM and Ford and Chrysler, and then you have all these other companies that service them, whether they make auto parts, alternators. There's a lot of industry around their support industry that's being hurt as well. And that's why I remember you did that story a while back about how you people are buying houses now for less than they could buy cars.
Yeah, in Detroit.
In Detroit, right.
Right, and so as people start losing their jobs, they start conserving their money more, they're spending less. It's classic depression, mm-hmm. right? They spend less, people aren't getting as making as much money at their businesses, so they're cutting jobs, and it's just a nasty situation to be in. All the while, the government is going to say, hey, we're not getting as much money as we used to get. No, we need to raise taxes.
We do a lot of great things for the people. We have to make sure we have enough money to be able to provide them with the services that they are used to. So we're going to have to tax harder.
We need to build a new school because the children have to sit down and on the floor and eat their lunch.
Right, and they'll use the poverty of the increasing poverty of the people as an excuse to do that. Oh, it's clear people are having a tough time. Government needs to
step in.
And so
they taxed everyone out of town, county, state, or whatever it is that they're doing, you know, wherever it is that they're in control of, this is what happens. Like I said, I was reading that Walton Street Tycoons, that book I was telling you about last mm-hmm. night. It's excellent, and it points this same thing out, the same phenomena. This little city in little town in New York, Walton, is taxing the crap out of people to the point that they're leaving town.
And, yep. and they can't sell their houses because everybody's selling their houses.
Right. Which drives down the cost of the value of houses, which then the people that are staying, the revenues that they're getting from property taxes go down. So what do the bureaucrats do? Well, they ratchet it up again, and then the cycle starts all over again until people are not paying anymore.
It is a mess.
I'm waiting for them to pass laws that say you can't leave.
That's what I was thinking. Are they going to build a fence next around the state?
That's right.
1-800-259-9231. Let's go to Paul in Alberta, Canada. You're on Free Talk Live. Paul, what's on your mind?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. What's up?
So I have a problem here I'm basically needing some help on.
Right.
It's sort of a pseudo-girlfriend issue.
Oh, okay. Boy, a personal problem. We don't need you on that.
We got to change the topic up, right?
Great.
So we've been seeing each other for about a year now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'd like to kind of be there to help her with things, and I've ran into a problem that I don't know the answer to, and I need your guys' advice.
We'll find out what that is in a moment. Hang on, Paul. We're coming back to you. 800-259-9231. Paul's got a girlfriend problem, and if you have a solution, get your phones ready at 800-259-9231. I want to hear from you on this as well. This is your show. Of course, the panel will chime in also. This is Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty. Have you ever wondered why libertarianism hasn't gotten the mainstream attention it deserves? Are you looking for a fresh new perspective on current events and policy issues devoid of all the Washington claptrap and partisan BS? Well, you'll love the Prometheus Institute at readpi.com. They've successfully created an engaging, publicly accessible think tank filled with intelligent, well-researched, and creative political arguments. readpi.com features a frequently updated blog, opinion articles, posters, RSS feeds, and a variety of other publications. Visit readpi.com today.
Hello, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. If you want to slow the clock of aging, stimulate your own stem cells to heal, or improve your athletic performance, or just recover quickly from the weekend warrior syndromes, this is the most powerful anti-aging stem cell research therapy that's natural and safe and effective that you can get. Mountain Red Deer Velvet from New Zealand. If you're run down, tired, exhausted, or lacking energy, want to restore your joint mobility, immune system, and literally regenerate your organ function, Mountain Red Deer Velvet. Totally organic, totally safe. Whether you're an elite athlete or a senior citizen or in your middle years just trying to stay active in golf or other sports, call us at 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or order online at Nutramedical, N-U-T-R-I, medical.com. Take care and reverse the clock of aging with Mountain Red Deer Velvet.
Is credit card debt making your life stressful? Do you avoid answering the phone in fear of another creditor calling? How would you like to cut your credit card balances by as much as half? Well, now you can. Safeguard Debt Management Services will connect you with a debt management specialist who will negotiate with your creditors to reduce your balances by as much as half. You can consolidate all of your high credit card balances into one monthly payment. Call for a free no-obligation debt consultation and learn how to get your very own customized debt management program. 1-800-794-4313 and join the financial freedom you've dreamed of, knowing your debt is being handled by professionals. Call now for your free no obligation debt consultation. Regardless of your credit history, Safeguard can help. Get the answers you're looking for. The call is free, the consultation is free, and the information could change your life. Call now. 1-800-794-4313. That's 1-800-794-4313.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain, but just enough time, maybe, for your call at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
You can, as always, join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features there completely free. Those other radio talk show hosts want to charge you for accessing their websites. We do it all for free, but we do ask that you voluntarily support the show. And it's up to you. So if you like what we're doing, send us $3 a month through the AMP program. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com and get signed up. It's very simple concept. Any major credit card, PayPal, there are alternative options as well. But we make it easy, costs you less than a cup of coffee, and it makes a big difference for us because when a bunch of people send us that $3 a month, it really adds up. And we can take that money in and turn it around into advertising for the show to promote Free Talk Live, to get on more radio stations around the country, and thereby spread the message of freedom and liberty. If that's valuable to you, get the details. amp.freetalklive.com. You'll also learn about the perks that you get access to as well. That's amp.freetalklive.com. As we go back to Paul in Alberta, Canada, who is just getting into to tell us a story, an issue that he's having with his girlfriend. So we're going to try to, I guess, try our best to help with the situation. What's going on, Paul?
All right. So here's the deal. Now, I'm the kind of person who likes to have an answer to everything, right? And so whenever somebody's having a problem or they have a question, they always come to me and ask me for, you know, an answer, right?
Okay.
So I was talking to my girlfriend today, and she brought up something very interesting, and I don't know the answer to this, and I need some help here. You know those old men who are kind of overweight, and when you look at them from behind, their pants look like they're pulled up to their shoulders, but when you look at them from the front, it looks like they're hanging down at their waists. But what's the deal with that?
Why do pants ride up far? Why do old men's pants ride up farther on their backsides than on their front sides?
Their bellies. Their bellies push the pants down to the front.
It's the size of their prodigious stomachs that push the pants downward.
There you go.
If you saw their belts, you'd notice they have a funny little rolling hill in them, too.
Does that help you, Paul?
It does, definitely.
Wasn't a huge issue, but thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. Hey, if it helped hold someone through a break, that's the important part.
Yeah.
I wonder if his girlfriend said something about him looking like that.
Everybody thought it would be relationship advice from DJ McDreamy. But
I thought it was going to be a relationship call. I love those. Let's go to, it is another Paul in Maryland. You're on Free Talk Live on the Amplifier line.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Great. What's on your mind?
I got a very interesting story. I was listening to some of your archives, and you're talking about, the government and the government's point is just to get money out of people. Listen to this one. Yesterday, yesterday, exactly a week ago, I'm driving down a road with my buddy, and in his car, I'm riding, you know, passenger, and he gets pulled over and gets arrested.
Arrested?
Yeah, I'm making a long story short. Mm-hmm. He gets pulled over, and he gets arrested, and I asked the police officer, I said, what is he being arrested for? He said he didn't pay his dollar ticket. I was
his
like, what?
Dollar ticket?
Yeah, his dollar ticket. I was like, what? So anyway, he goes to jail, and this is a Friday night, so he's held over until Monday, and he doesn't actually get released. His father and I go down and try to bail him out on Tuesday morning.
You could have just paid the dollar ticket, right?
Well, get this. This is what this was all about. Him and three other of his buddies go down to Baltimore, and they're riding the public transportation where you buy a ticket for a dollar.
Okay.
Okay, and then during their night, three of the four throw their tickets away, but they continue to ride. And apparently they came to a stop, and Baltimore police started checking tickets.
Mm-hmm.
Well, three of the four didn't have their tickets because they threw them away. He happened to be one of them, and the three that didn't have the tickets got citations. However, the citing police officer cited one of the individuals twice, but with my buddy's name on it.
Ah.
So he didn't get the citation there at the site, nor did he get anything in the mail because it all went to his other buddy's house.
Hmm.
So that's why he got pulled over a week ago. So we're in court, and the judge charges him $101.
So wow.
Not only did he have to stay in jail for almost 5 days, get arrested on a Friday night, lose his job, by the way, because he failed to appear at work for 2 days straight.
Oh, my goodness.
Right? Now he has to pay $101, all because of $1.
And the cop is the one that botched the job up.
Yeah, botched it all up.
Amazing story. Wow. So here he is standing in this courtroom with this judge leering down at him over this $1 issue. And how much did it cost them to put him in jail for 5 days?
Well, exactly. Because they allowed me to speak, but I wasn't a witness. So I spoke, and I addressed the court, and I said, you know, I never call him Your Honor. I just call him Judge because they have no honor to me.
Yeah.
And I was like, Judge, you know, how does the city justify having, I'm not going to name him, having him in jail for this amount of time, for that expenditure, then the expenditure of impounding his vehicle, then he's got to pay to get his vehicle out because they wouldn't let me take it, you know, all because of $1. I said, are you in America or are you in Russia?
What did he say?
He threw me out of the courtroom.
I bet he did.
Hmm.
Wow, an amazing story, Paul. Thank you for sharing it.
Yeah, you got a good barb in there at the end, though.
Right. 1-800-259-9231. It just goes to show how backwards this government is. I mean, there's no fiscal responsibility or fiscal conservatism going on here. They have a rule. They have a law, and they believe it was broken, so any amount of resources will be thrown at that particular violator, in this case, the guy who didn't pay the dollar ticket that he didn't even know he had to pay.
You know what I wasn't clear about, though, is because he threw away his ticket, was he riding beyond the scope of his original purchase ticket, or did he just not have the ticket with him?
Yeah, I was wondering the same thing, but it's a dollar ticket, so I didn't think to really ask the question.
Because a lot of times...
Was he in some way jilting the system, or did he just toss his ticket because he was already on the bus?
Right. Because if you pay for a credit or a ticket with a credit card, obviously you'd have a receipt. You'd have proof that you actually paid for the ticket that day.
Right.
Or if maybe sometimes those machines now will spit out receipts, too.
Right, a bus ticket. I've never been on a bus that actually gives you tickets. You just put money in, and the bus driver lets you on. And
well, we were in Washington, D.C., where there was this subway thing where you had to buy didn't you have to buy a ticket in advance?
Well, you bought, a little card, and then you'd swipe the card and take the it would take the toll off of it.
Yeah, I don't really remember how it all worked. It doesn't really matter. The point is, you know, this was a dollar issue, and look at how the government spends its resources. It spends thousands of dollars chasing after one person who didn't pay the dollar ticket. That's just fiscally insane. No business person would ever engage in a practice like this, but yet it goes on a daily basis in government. This is just one example. Who else was in that courtroom that morning? 1-800-259-9231. Enough time for Carl in Montreal. You're on Free Talk Live, Carl.
And thanks for putting me on again.
What's on your mind?
Yeah, I'm from that area. I think you were talking about the MARC train. It's like a commuter train. They give you a little ticket to ride on in the Baltimore area because I was in the D.C. area. So That's not
what I'm
calling
about. And then what happens, though? You get the ticket, and then you have to pay when you get off? Or?
No, you just hold the ticket, and you can pay like $1 to ride a couple stops, maybe pay $2 to ride a few more stops. It's like an increment depending on how far you go.
Gotcha. But if you don't have a ticket, then they think you snuck on.
Yes.
Understood. So what's on your mind tonight?
Well, a couple things. This thing was on Alex Jones' show. I've tried to ask this question a few times. The World Trade Center 7.
Why don't you call his show if you have a question about Alex Jones?
Well, but we aren't the Alex Jones show, too. So why don't you frame your question without mentioning other radio shows? Because we're on a lot of stations that Alex
is not. Yeah, people don't know who that is. Go ahead.
Okay, the bodies in World Trade Center 7 that those witnesses saw from FEMA, did they say how those bodies died? You ever heard anything about that? Were they killed by the explosions?
No, and why should I care?
No, I don't know anything about the bodies in WT7.
Why should I care, Carl?
I don't know. It was something that just came out. It was revelation, and it could maybe shed a lot of light on this whole 9/11 thing, you know?
Well, who cares, though?
I don't
really
know that.
Who cares?
I don't know that we're ever going to see light shed on the 9/11 thing, because I parallel it to the Kennedy assassination. Here, 25 years later, maybe even more, maybe 35 years later, I don't know, we finally found out from one of the people on their deathbed that, in fact, it looks like it was all a setup by, I don't know, the CIA, Lyndon Johnson, who knows.
Let's bring them up on charges!
And, they're going to get away with it, and that's what happens with big government. When you put a powerful government there, the nastiest people in the world, the people that want it the most, are going to do whatever it takes to get in charge of that power because they want that power. Really, what the problem is a large, powerful government, not that they did something evil with
right.
it, because that's really just that's a foregone conclusion.
They're
going to do evil things with this powerful organization.
All of the discussion and time and effort spent on investigating 9/11 doesn't do jack squat towards getting government smaller. Doesn't do jack. What do you think, Carl?
Yeah, I agree.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. It's a colossal waste of time for those people that otherwise would be good activists. They would be good activists. I mean, if you look at shows like that guy's show and other shows that spend a lot of an inordinate amount of time on the 9/11 thing, and now you look at some of them are supporting Ron Paul. Now they're finally doing something productive. They're doing something into the future. They're doing something that could have an effect sometime from now on,
right,
as opposed to just ruminating about the past. It's been Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And as Mark said, it won't make a difference even if you can prove it beyond a shadow of a doubt. No one's ever going to be brought up on charges, and even if they are brought up on charges, it won't change the system. It'll just make room for more scumbags. See you tomorrow night. Are you against liquor laws but worried your teens will drive drunk? Have them watch a free video from underage drinkers against drunk driving. Go to udad.com. That's udadd.com. After watching this powerful video presentation, your teens will never want to drink and drive. Try your luck selling UDAD merchandise. That's udad.com, udadd.com. A message from underage drinkers against drunk driving.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.